This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden is back in Poland after an unannounced visit with President Volodymyr Zelensky in Ukraine. AP White House correspondent Zeke Miller reports Monday's surprise trip was a very important visit for President Biden.
The symbolism of this sort of trip really can't be understated. Certainly, Joe Biden is among the last Western leaders to make this trip, but he's certainly in the highest profile. I mean, it's an important indication of U.S. and allied support for Ukraine coming up on the one-year anniversary of the war.
Biden delivered remarks and met Zelensky to announce an additional $500 million in U.S. assistance and to reassure Ukraine of American and allied support. Turkey's interior ministry said at least 3 people died and over 200 were injured after another earthquake on Monday, 2 weeks after the country's worst earthquake in modern history left tens of thousands dead. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Panic rang out on the streets of Hatay after a magnitude 6.3 earthquake struck southern Turkey near the Syrian border late on Monday. The mayor of Hatay province said there were reports of people stuck under rubble. At least 3 people were killed and over 200 injured, according to the interior minister. Emergency workers rushed to help residents, some of whom had been living in temporary tents. Smaller tremors have jolted the region in the last 2 weeks, but Monday's quake was the largest since the recent disaster on the Turkey-Syria border.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. Israel's parliament, for the first time, advanced a plan to overhaul the legal system, defying a historic uproar among Israelis and calls for restraint from the United States. This is VOA News. The UN in Malawi has launched an urgent appeal for aid to deal with the impact of a record cholera outbreak that has so far killed nearly 1,450 people and infected 45,000. Local health experts say if urgent action isn't taken, the number of cases could double in the next few months. Lamech Messina reports from Blantyre.
The UN says the flash appeal seeks to raise about $45.3 million to provide life-saving aid to thousands of people in Malawi devastated by cholera outbreak. In a statement released Monday, the UN says the appeal aims to assist 4 million people in Malawi, including 56,000 refugees and asylum seekers who are at the highest risk in the outbreak. The current cholera outbreak started in March last year and has spread to all 29 districts of Malawi. Lamech Messina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
Authorities say suspected separatist gunmen have killed at least 8 police officers over the past 3 days in southeast Nigeria, raising concerns ahead of weekend presidential elections. 4 officers were killed in an attack at a station in one state on Monday, while authorities search for suspects accused of killing 4 others over the weekend, a local police spokesman said. Police blame the attacks on a separatist group known as the Indigenous People of Biafra, which wants the southeast region to gain independence from the West African country. After a heavy rain, mudslides barreled through homes in North Sao Paulo State, while some annual carnival festivals have to be canceled in Brazil. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In Sao Paulo State, Sebastião and Bertioga, two of the hardest hit places, have canceled their carnival festivities on the event's main day as rescue teams struggle to find missing, injured and the feared dead in the rubble. Sao Sebastião mayor Felipe Augusto says teams are not managing to get to several locations. It's a chaotic situation. Augusto posted on social media several videos of widespread destruction, including one of a baby being rescued by locals lined up on a flooded street. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan was granted protective bail by a court in the eastern city of Lahore on Monday, providing him respite from arrest for 2 weeks in a case that involves charges under the country's anti-terrorism laws. Khan has had several cases registered against him since a parliamentary vote ousted him from power last year. The cases range from gathering illegal funds for his political party to inciting violence against state officials. I'm Joe Ramsey.